We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We're up to the 50th chapter of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekol Chaim. And now we're up to the laws of honoring Shabbos and the pleasure we're supposed to have on Shabbos. Part of the mitzvah and the Ten Commandments of Zachor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho, to remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it, is that we save special things for Shabbos. And sometimes we don't think about it. You have a candy bar. And you want to eat it now. You could eat it now. It's not prohibited. But if it's a special candy bar, and you'll enjoy it on Shabbos, and you save it for Shabbos, what ends up happening is that from Sunday, you're already thinking of Shabbos. So when one saves a special food for Shabbos, that's called that he fulfilled the mitzvah of Zachor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho. Remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. So from Sunday onward, we should be thinking how we could sanctify Shabbos. We have a mitzvah of owning Shabbos, to make Shabbos pleasurable. So we do that by preparing a delicious food. Now, what's called a delicious food? Depends on what culture you come from. We have a Sephardi cook in the yeshiva I teach in the morning. Ever since she came on board, I have heartburn. To her, that's delicious. Sephardim come to our house, and they don't find anything to eat, because we're American Ashkenazi. We like sweet foods on Shabbos. They find everything bland. They're like, oh, where's the spices? So you can't say, you eat the chamin, you eat the chulent of a Sephardi. Sometimes you feel like your mouth is on fire. I have a Sephardi neighbor who, after my wife gave birth, they brought us a soup. I couldn't eat more than two spoonfuls. We had guests, and they gobbled it down. They looked at me like, what's wrong? There's no spices here. What's the problem? And my mouth is burning. I can't eat more than two spoons. Okay, now each one is making Shabbos pleasurable according to what's good for them. One guy likes a Coke and the other guy likes a Sprite. And there's no right or wrong here. It's good to be traditional. So you should try to stay within a framework. If you're part of the Sephardi community, so make the Sephardi dishes for Shabbos. Make your fish and make it spicy. If you're part of the Ashkenazi community, so make your cholent, make your potato kugel, make your chicken soup. There's no halacha that says you got to do A or B or C. You're supposed to have a warm food on Shabbos. You could have a warm cup of tea, and that's also good. But we do try to maintain that tradition, and there are certain smells that make the Shabbos feel in the home. There are certain tastes that make the Shabbos. Here in Israel, the Yerushalmi kugel is what took off. In Europe and in the United States, the potato kugel is the staple food on Shabbos with the chulent. To each his own. But the idea is that a person should invest in making the Shabbos food delicious. My great-grandmother used to say, I diet all week but Shabbos. On Shabbos, I eat whatever I need to. And I'm told she never lost a pound. So I'm not sure if it's a good idea. I don't know. But there is. The concept is a correct one, that on Shabbos you're supposed to enjoy the food. And that means that we spend on Shabbos what we might not allow ourselves the rest of the week. And sometimes a person will skimp on his expenses the rest of the week in order to be able to afford to invest more on Shabbos. I have a friend who couldn't afford meat. So they had a special dish, a special kugel they made for Shabbos, because that was their way of honoring Shabbos. The rest of the week they didn't have that kugel, and Shabbos they did. So that's up to us to make Shabbos special. It's not only about us, it's about our wives, it's about our children, and every person has to think how to do it. You don't have to go out and take loans, you don't have to go into debt, but you should try to save the money so that for Shabbos you can have special foods. Many families have Shabbos cereal. When I was growing up, so you had the healthy cereals, which were cheaper, and then you had all these sugary cereals, which were much more expensive. Today, I think they're all the same price. But still, many parents wouldn't give their kids these junky cereals all week. And on Shabbos, that was part of the special treat on Shabbos. Different families have different things. Some families, the kids don't get soda unless it's Shabbos. Soda or juice or whatever. To each his own. But that is the idea. That we make Shabbos special by having foods that we only allow ourselves to splurge on Shabbos. And that could be the sugary foods, the fatty foods. Again, to each his own. Bottom line, it's up to us to find ways to make Shabbos special. Again, traditional. I don't think you should go out and decide, so Shabbos, I was once at someone's house, we come home from shul, and everyone puts on this white garb. I say, what are we doing? They say, we're eating Chinese on the floor. So they all sit down around this little thing, and that's their Shabbos meal. Okay, if they're Chinamen, fine. But if that's their way of making Shabbos special, they're bringing up their kids weird. We try to be traditional. You want to eat Chinese on Tuesdays, I have no issue with it. You want to make Shabbos Chinese, I don't think that's the idea. Make it special in things that are more the norm, so your kids have a normal concept of what's a special Shabbos meal. And again, different cultures have different things, but they're all along the same line. Some people have schnapps after their fish, so the Ashkenazim have their gefilte fish, and their Sephardim have their fried, fish with all the different spices. It doesn't matter, but it is important that the kids have that Shabbos smell in the house and the Shabbos feel. Yeah?
In the case of the Chinese Shabbat, you said before